Welcome to another little bonus episode. Isn't this fun? Let's do it. Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms. We learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston. Hello, lovelies. I am just so happy to be here again. The birds are chirping at sunset. I just finished a lovely walk by myself through the woods around here in Costa Rica. I took my shoes off and put them on Mama Earth and did a nice energy exchange with her. It was gorgeous. It's been a beautiful but full day. I've been working with my assistant. We've been going through each and every slide and each and every page of the workbook for Postpartum Mental Health Boot Camp to get it ready for you guys. If you haven't yet heard about this event, it's a 3-day intensive postpartum mental health boot camp. This next one is November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of 2021. And you can register for it. It's $29. You can register at lizzielangston.com/bootcamp. We are going into Halloween weekend, and I think that Monday, November 1st is going to hit us really fast because it'll be a busy festive weekend. So make sure that you register today. I'm releasing this Thursday, October 28th, maybe today, first thing tomorrow, so that you can go into Halloween, making sure that that's done, that you don't forget, it doesn't slip your mind. But yeah, at boot camp, basically, we're going to do 90 minutes of instruction and coaching. So I'll probably instruct for less than an hour, maybe 40 minutes, and then we'll have a little bit of break time and we'll also do coaching, open question and answers. And the reason I'm doing it that way is because I really want you guys to walk away with implementation and practice under your belt. Okay, so I'm going to let your brains just poke and ask all the questions, all the hard questions. I love live coaching and I love live open Q&A. It doesn't scare me. I'm open to all of it. I'm like a cat. I land on my feet. And if I can't, I will tell you and, you know, I'll find you an answer somewhere later or from one of my many books. But usually my womb helps me out. And I have a lot of experience coaching postpartum women. I want to remind you on this podcast, and this is for all of the stuff that I put out there, just a quick little reminder, postpartum is forever. So when I say postpartum, I mean motherhood from the time you had baby number one onward. Okay. And sometimes even before, especially if you had miscarriages, it's that phase of kind of wild femininity that comes out of us when we're moody and we're sleep deprived and et cetera. And that can ebb and flow throughout all sorts of chapters of your motherhood, whether you have a newborn or not, depending on what your kids are going through, what you're going through. So just wanted to say that. Okay. Boot camp, you know, just tying it up with a bow here. It starts November 1st. Make sure you get registered. $29. Go to lizzielangston.com/bootcamp. And I'll put that in the show notes, that link. All right, let's talk about how I reversed fear, guilt, and shame in my mental health and motherhood. This comes straight from a post that I put on Instagram as I've been preparing for boot camp and really cleaning out my mind, thinking about just the changes that I've made and how I've made them. And I want to teach that to you. So that's what we're going to be doing at boot camp. But this one was a really cool moment to look back on my journey and think, dang, fear, guilt, and shame. Those were like the trifecta of mental health issues to begin with. They are like the patriarchy wrapped in a bottle, tied with a bow. Fear, guilt, and shame. If you think about it, many, many years ago, anciently, between like the 1500s and the 1700s, there were so many witch hunts. I only ever heard of the Salem witch hunt. And I, forgive me if you feel resistance to this, okay? If you feel resistance to this, that's okay. We've all been programmed to not really look at this stuff. But a woman not wanting to talk about the burning times is like a Jew not wanting to talk about the Holocaust. A woman not wanting to talk about the burning times is like a Jew not wanting to talk about the Holocaust. The burning times was gendercide, okay? It was a lot in our ancestral and collective DNA force fields, in our bodies. We went through some of the worst torture. Like one example that I've learned about in documentaries, the people who wanted to be in power and who were afraid of women's bodies. By the way, I'm not saying there weren't women who were using their amazing creative manifestation powers and witch stuff for bad, but the powers that wanted to suppress women have only portrayed witch stuff as bad and women's creative powers as bad in those times. And the truth is there was also a lot of healing and a lot of medicine and a lot of delivering babies and a lot of community. Okay, but the people who were afraid of women, good or bad women, they would, in these witch hunts, they would have a silver rod. It looked like a silver rod to anybody else. But inside the rod, there would be a needle that they could press a button on the end of the rod and poke the woman with a needle so that she would scream. And when they did that, all people saw was the metal rod. They didn't see the needle, but she would scream and they would say, aha, she's a witch, right? Like she screamed, she's a witch. And they would then either torture her more or drown her, hang her, burn her. This happened. And the reason I take a minute to tell us about this is because today, fear, shame, and guilt are what we do to torture ourselves. These are essentially the metal rods, okay, that poke us and make us scream. And if you think about how ancestrally from generation to generation, that trauma of being tortured and of sisters having to testify against sisters so that they could survive and not go under the needle or not be called out and accused and murdered or tortured, separated from their families. Sisters turned against sisters. Mothers turned against daughters. Aunts turned against nieces, grandmothers, right? Like we were wiped out in so many senses of that word, not just physically, but energetically. And we took on fear because there were people who weren't willing to sit with their fear of us as women, right? So whatever powers that were and people and religions and whatever it was that was afraid of the power of women for whatever their reasons were, they poked and tortured and did these things. And so then women ended up taking on the fear for them instead. And to this day, we take on the roles and we put ourselves in these tight little boxes that we're suffocating in. And fear, shame, and guilt are a huge part of that. Now, I personally love my motherhood, but I've had to learn how to step out of the box that of prescribed motherhood and explore wild and rewilding my motherhood in an authentic to me way. And the best way to do that is to get into your body, which is what we're going to talk about at bootcamp and what I teach inside of my postpartum coach membership. It's all about we start in the body. In fact, I just posted today on Instagram. By the way, I'm at Lizzie Langston on Instagram if you ever want to follow. But just today, I did a post. So today's October 28th. I did a post about how postpartum anxiety is cyclical. You can check that one out. And I talk about going into the body and how you have to start in the body. We're really going to treat that subject very well at bootcamp though. So come to bootcamp. So let me read you this fear, shame, and guilt thing. But just taking a breath to consider everything I've just laid out because it was kind of a lot. And Halloween is a sensitive time to be talking about this stuff. So it's a lot and it's traumatizing to even hear about it. And the brain really tries to dismiss it and to downplay it because that is easier. And if now doesn't feel like a good time to explore this topic, that's okay. Just maybe put it on your radar and keep coming back to the podcast. You'll probably hear it in little bits and pieces. There is a really good book that I'm currently reading that delves into it a little bit more, although it's definitely not an exhaustive, like historical resource, but it definitely helps shed a light on what a witch actually was in the good sense of the word, the story that we don't get told, right? Her story, not his story. And so this book is called Witch, Unleashed, Untamed, Unapologetic. It's called Witch by Lisa Lister, L-I-S-T-E-R. So that one's really, really good. Really helps, has helped me kind of understand femininity, the wild kind of dark, not evil, just like the moody and the big magic that's within the feminine that I'm loving. So, all right. Okay. So fear, guilt, and shame can be reversed. Let me read you what I wrote. This is going to be a good one. Okay. So the first thing I said was they can be reversed. These three, fear, shame, and guilt, are like everyday chains for many mamas. They used to be for me. Fear is still there. It comes and goes, especially when I get stronger and more powerful. And I'm just going to excerpt here like I do on the podcast and say that fear is something I really struggle with as a Christian, especially. I feel like my, or at least the way that I've witnessed this religion lived, I don't think it's inherent in the religion, because the gospel of Jesus Christ in its pure form, in its, at its doctrinal core, is totally separate from fear. And the Bible tells us that we can't, like basically that fear and faith cannot coexist. So fear is not part of what I believe when I talk about believing in a savior and in a deity. But I've lived with a lot of fear as a Christian woman, and I think a lot of us have, unfortunately, right? And so fear does ebb and flow for me. I've learned, though, and I am learning how to process it. My biggest fear is about my own inherent magic. And when I say magic, I just mean power to create ideas, create events, create money, create pleasure, create babies. We're just so dang powerful as women. I think that's where my biggest fear comes from. And if you think about the history I was just telling you through the burning times, of course we're afraid of our own power, because our own power was what made us targets for people, a lot of men, and basically for this patriarchy, this force that wanted to suppress us and was afraid of that power. It made us targets. And so, you know, and it also, over time, as the female sort of networks got broken down more and more, it also was something that would turn our sisters against us and maybe even subject us to jealousy or to accusings that could get us into big, trouble physically, like harm. So of course there's fear, but I am learning how to process it when it comes up and how to just let it be there, but not let it be in the driver's seat. But that's been a really big battle of mine, I'll be honest. But I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it. So I'd love to hear from you what that's been like for you with fear. Shame. Okay, I'm going to keep reading the caption. Oh, shame. I felt a lot more of it until two things happened. Number one, my coach helped me realize that going into tons of shame is what makes me unable to break the chains of the habits I don't want to pass down to my kids. Let me say that again. My coach helped me realize that going into tons of shame and basically imploding into shame in these moments after I yelled at my child, or maybe I, you know, was a little more aggressive or ragey than I had wanted to be. Going into tons of shame after moments of like that is what makes us unable to break the chains of those habits of, you know, hitting, or those habits of cussing, or, you know, snapping. Shame literally makes it so that you will repeat those habits. Shame takes you away from getting help. Shame takes you away from self-love, and it takes you into self-disgust and hatred. And when that's the case, you will continue going down deeper and deeper into the behaviors. After I learned that, I lost my taste for it quickly. The second thing that happened that helped me feel a lot less shame, do you guys love, I don't know if you can hear the birds. They're very active this time of night, despite me having windows closed and stuff. So don't mind the Costa Rica birds. The second thing that happened that really helped me with shame, and by the way, shame, if you don't know this, shame is a huge contributor to the development of postpartum depression. So just keep that in mind as well. It is the biggest contributor to mental health declining postpartum, anytime in motherhood, right? So the second thing that happened is I just learned to process it in my body and not to have it like suck me in for days at a time. I used to get really hard on myself, or it would take up, you know, half a day, hours I would spend being meaner and meaner and meaner to myself. What does that do to our bodies? It creates depression. That's what it does. It creates literally a depression, an energetic emotional depression, like a hole. If there was a little guy walking and then all of a sudden, bloop, he fell down into a hole and he had to climb his way back out, that's what shame creates.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Creates a black hole. So keep that in mind. In boot camp, we're going to be learning how to process in our body. We're literally going to be practicing it together. I'm so excited about that. In my postpartum anxiety course in my membership, I have videos on it, but we're going to be doing it together live at boot camp. So definitely get registered if you're not already. It's going to be so good. And then guilt, the third one. So going back to the caption, guilt, the number one pestery emotion for moms. Mom guilt, the interrupter of every good change and new step in the right direction you try to make. Guilt is simply there to tell us we care about the old and the new. Two things at the same time. It's not meant to take direction from. In fact, none of these are. All right, so a little word on guilt. I actually have an episode on mom guilt on this podcast. So if you really struggle with guilt, you can go check that out. But guilt is kind of like a pain signal from, you know, like if you were to get a scrape or a scratch, you would, you'd have a little bit of pain. And the point of that pain is to draw your conscious attention to the wound so that you can get it cleaned out. Guilt is like an indicator to you, just letting you know that there's two things you really care about. You really care about being with your babies, but you really care about going on a date night with your husband. And so even though you feel guilty leaving your babies, it doesn't mean you did anything wrong. The only wrong thing is to stop and not do the right thing because of guilt. That's the only thing you could do wrong. Guilt is not meant to tell you you're doing something wrong. Guilt is meant to tell you, hey, there's two competing priorities and they're both pretty high on my list. And so I'm going to feel a little guilty as I shift from one to the other. It's like a healthy pain, all right? I hope that's helpful. At Postpartum Mental Health Bootcamp, we're going to be delving into this, especially in day three, these dark emotions of fear, shame, and guilt, because these are the makings for postpartum depression. So in day one, we're really reviewing my process and we are cleaning out the wounds. We're really focusing on your drama and your emotions surrounding your mental health. Are you feeling lost? Are you feeling embarrassed? Are you feeling confused? Are you feeling frustrated? Day one is all about just cradling you, holding your hand. We're all going to cry together. There's going to be some really good instruction. I'm going to give you an overview of the process, but we're going to focus a lot more on coaching and helping you lay the foundations for healing. Then in day two of boot camp, it's all about anxiety. I'm going to give you two of my best three-step approaches for anxiety, for calming your mind and your body. I'll tell you what order to do those in. And then in day three, we're going to talk about depression, what creates it, what it is, and also how to turn your body back on again, how to connect with your body after something as devastating and as heart-wrenching as postpartum depression. I'm going to probably be sharing my own healing journey. In fact, I know I am. I saw it in the slides as we've created them. So I'll be sharing a little bit more about me and my healing journey. It's going to be intimate. So far, we have about 21 registrants. So it should be like small, but not too small, you know? So like, if you don't want to get coached, it's not going to be like, okay, come on, somebody speak up. Like there'll be a good flow. It'll be like popping popcorn. It'll be good, good energy. So, you know, bring a favorite drink. For some reason, cinnamon horchata just came into my mind. I love horchata, except I like the real stuff. It's like rice and cinnamon, and I don't even know what else they put in it. It's so good. Costa Vida's horchata is not real horchata, for the record. So, you know, bring a favorite drink, but don't forget to have an amazing Halloween weekend. But before the weekend, definitely register for boot camp so you don't forget. LizzieLangston.com/bootcamp. Then relax into your amazing weekend and get ready on Monday to get intense with our mental health in the best way. LizzieLangston.com/bootcamp. There will be a quiz that follows your registration that you get to fill out, and it comes directly to my inbox. I look over every quiz that I get. It's a symptom assessor. I'm going to ask you thought-provoking questions about your symptoms. It's basically, we're just getting the soil ready. You know, we're getting you ready for healing, and it's starting as soon as you register with that quiz. So I'll see you in boot camp, and links in the show notes. And I love you guys. This has been so fun. I'll see you next time. Bye. Hi, my darling friend, Lizzie here. If you love the content here on my podcast, then you need to check out the Postpartum Coach membership. My membership is where you can bridge the gap between listening and understanding healing postpartum on a logical level, and then applying it and feeling change. That's what we do in the membership. The most valuable tool that I have for you in my membership by far is the Postpartum Anxiety course. It's my course where I walk you through my 3-part postpartum healing process. You can watch or listen to the course. I made it for moms, digestible and to the point. Then you've got a private podcast, a members only Facebook community, as well as the trifecta of postpartum healing: weekly coaching, meditation, and yoga. You do not want to miss my membership if you are postpartum and are serious about healing. So go to LizzieLangston.com/membership today and step into your healing. That's LizzieLangston.com/membership. I'll see you inside, my love.